Some volunteer firefighters will be eligible for up to $6,000 in compensation as part of a new federal government scheme. But it's not clear whether all the states have signed up, especially Queensland. The Sunshine State's government says they're on board, but the federal government says that's news to them. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
The federal government made the compensation offer over the weekend and is already accusing Queensland of dragging its feet to accept help.
Well, it's total confusion. The only one that can solve this for the people of Queensland is the Premier.
The Emergency Services Minister David Littleproud says this is a national compensation scheme offered to every state and territory. The money will be available for volunteer firefighters who are self-employed or who work for small or medium-sized businesses and have been called out for more than 10 days this bushfire season. David Littleproud says most states have been sensible in their response.
South Australia have already locked in. New South Wales obviously have locked in. Victoria obviously, I think, in their defence has got some big challenges today. And we just say they've got more to worry about in keeping a lot of people alive and safe out there than worrying about this. This will still be there when it's finished. We're still confused about what Queensland are going to do. There's confusion. There's ministers coming out saying, no, they don't want it. This is a New South Wales scheme. It's not. They've been explaining this. Well, the Premier has. I'm still yet to get a return phone call from the Emergency Service Minister, Craig Crawford, who I rang on Saturday night.
Craig Crawford has hit back at those accusations.
I have a missed call on Saturday night from a number I don't know. It may have been him. I'll give that number a return and see if he answers. Queensland is signing up for it, and that was the agreement that the Premier had with the Prime Minister when they spoke the other night. So what's been reported today is completely incorrect.
The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says she's written to the Prime Minister today, urging him to compensate Queensland volunteers too. But Craig Crawford says they're still concerned about how the compensation scheme came about.
This has been something that's been done between the federal government and New South Wales without speaking to anybody else. And David Littleproud would know, being a Queensland minister or a Queensland member, that Queensland's been on fire well before New South Wales was.
The Secretary of the United Firefighters Union in Queensland, John Oliver, shares those concerns, and he says the details haven't been properly thought out. For example, Queensland's volunteers do different jobs to their colleagues in New South Wales.
Some of the, what they call retained, which is our auxiliary or similar, do similar work, but the volunteers do different work. So in New South Wales, they probably do a more overarching role as a firefighter, but in Queensland, basically they fight grass fires generally.
He says the confusion about who's signing up isn't helpful, and neither are the political barbs.
It's crazy stuff. You know, the people are losing their houses. They're losing their work. You know, it's not a good look for any government, but it's no good throwing accusations. They're the federal government. They need to say, hey, this is a national crisis, not a state crisis. We need to all get in a room, put the guns down and say, right, let's get the leaders in, let's get the employee associations and unions in, and let's talk about what is needed.
Concerns have also been raised in Victoria that paying volunteers goes against the whole spirit of volunteerism. The federal government dismisses that, saying everyone goes into volunteering with the right spirit, but the potential for financial distress must still be taken into account. But John Oliver says some Queensland volunteers are also against compensation being paid.
You know, the volunteers themselves, when I speak to them, they say, look, we don't want payment. We're doing this because we want to help our community, which is very admirable. Whether you're paid or volunteer as a firefighter, you have that ethos. But the issue that's moving forward, once you start paying one volunteer stream, where next? Like the surf lifesavers in Queensland, they might spend, a month patrolling our beaches without any compensation. Now, do they put their hand up next?
The payments, which are tax-free, are expected to cost around $50 million in the first year.
Alexandra Beach reporting.